Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Ready to feel more reassured about your future? Start or top up your pension today. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Welcome back. Now, the family of Kieran Keating, the brother of singer Ronan Keating, who died in a road traffic collision in 2023, has been meeting Road Safety Minister Sean Canney over their loved one's death. Mr. Keating died after he collided with a car driven by 22-year-old Dean Hart in Mayo in 2023. Hart received a 17-month suspended sentence for careless driving causing death earlier this year. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has more. And Barry, you spoke to several members of the Keating family on this programme back in August. Remind us what they told you.
Yes, well, the 15th of July 2023, Claire, Kieran and Anne-Marie Keating were on their way to watch their son Rory play in a League of Ireland match. But tragedy struck near Swinford in Mayo when Kieran and Anne-Marie were involved in a road traffic collision with Dean Hart of Tyrrell's Pass in County Westmeath. 57-year-old Kieran, he died at the scene. Anne-Marie suffered life-altering injuries. Aside from their devastation, the Keating family say they've been left with unanswered questions over the Garda investigation into the crash, their pain added to, they claim, by the suspended sentence given to Dean Hart. And here's some of what Kieran's brothers, Ronan and Gerard Keating, told me earlier this year.
I remember getting the call from my sister Linda. To hear her voice on the phone, to hear her screams on the phone, is something I can never forget. It will be forever etched in my brain, in my mind. What happened to Kieran? The injustice, the heartbreak, the devastating impact it has, it's overwhelming.
I found the door of Kieran and Emery's car in the ditch. It kind of rocks our confidence in the system. Shocked, about 10 metres from the location, which, you know, just rocks your confidence in the whole system.
The system is broken. As a family, we don't want to send some 22-year-old kid to jail. We don't want to see some kid go to jail who's, you know, his life going to be thrown away. We don't want that. That's not what we're looking for. But what we're looking for is to make sure that someone else doesn't die because of carelessness. Is our judicial system here in Ireland that broken?
And Barry, what happened in court earlier this year?
In February, Castlebar Circuit Court heard how speed was not a factor in the collision and Dean Hart had no alcohol in his system. A trace amount of cannabis was found in his blood sample, but it didn't indicate he'd consumed it recently before the crash. The court also heard of a Snapchat message delivered shortly before the crash, but Hart and his passenger said it had been sent when they left Mullingar and only delivered at that point near Swinford, and so the judge said he couldn't take it into consideration. In handing down a 17-month suspended sentence for careless driving causing death, the judge said there were a number of mitigating factors, including an early guilty plea, an acceptance of responsibility, no previous convictions, and an involvement in the GAA.
So Barry, what happened this week?
Aside from their concerns around judicial and investigatory processes following the death of Kieran, the Keating family also want to see tougher sentences for fatal road traffic offences. And this was a view shared by the Roads Transport Minister Sean Canney, the Cabinet Minister Canney, on this programme in August. Now, earlier this week, members of the Keating family, they met Minister Canney. They were accompanied by their family friend, the former Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald. And they all discussed what happened in Kieran and Anne-Marie's case, but they also discussed wider, more general points around road safety, including sentencing, driver behaviour, and the prospect of putting a road safety campaign together going forward. Kieran's son Conall and brother Gerard, they've been telling me more, with Conall first telling me of the reaction since they first spoke of this programme in August.
There's been a massive outpour of other families getting in touch, identifying with our situation. We've got the pressure on now, so hopefully a change is coming.
So many more families getting in touch?
Yes, yeah, a lot more, yeah. You know, just reaching out and identifying with the injustice that we received in February, similar to their own. It's just the lack of attention that they've received from individuals that they've reached out to.
Look, I mean, it's never going to take back the fact that we've all suffered this massive loss. But
I suppose we will find some hope and some solace in what we're trying to achieve here.
You've been meeting the Minister for Road Transport, Sean Canny. How did it go?
Very well. It was a very personal and productive meeting. We were heartened at how informed and sympathetic the Minister was, and he genuinely cared for our grief and for the grief of other families that have been in touch with us since Kieran has passed away on the road. I'm genuinely felt that he has a commitment to reform road safety. I have to thank him because when we left the meeting, it felt like a weight had lifted off our shoulders because we're not doing this alone. It's not an uphill battle on our own, that we have the support of the Minister going forward, which was great.
Talk to me more about the meeting. It lasted around an hour and there was talk of a campaign going forward, which would be really important for you and the rest of the family.
One of the things we can do going forward to help our grief, but also other families' grief, is to drive or help drive reform in road safety. We were invited by the Minister to join a focus group, which will include potentially the RSA, the Gardaí, insurance companies, and obviously members of his own department and himself, and participate in an educational road safety campaign, which is really important to us. And speaking to other families, it's really important to them also that they see some change and we see some change. It just helps what we're going through.
What else did you discuss with the Minister?
Well, we also spoke about the Crowe report on road policing. And we also spoke about how we can embrace new technology to help make change. Specifically, we spoke at length around phone usage while driving. And the Minister had some very strong ideas on how to drive a campaign around those embracing technology.
Yeah, he committed to investigating what information could be discovered post-accidents as well, didn't he?
The Minister did agree, as part of one of his strong ideas that he does have, is what information is available from phones post-accidents.
How do you and the rest of the family feel going forward from here?
I can't tell you how much it means to us as a family. Our hearts are broken. That's not going to change. But my family are making sure that my father did not die in vain and that his death will have a meaningful impact on driver behaviour and road safety. And that's the change that we're hoping for. I'm going to keep pushing for that.
And any response from the Minister, Barry?
Yeah, a spokesperson for Minister Canny said he was pleased to hold a constructive meeting with the Keating family. The issues raised by the family during the course of that meeting will be given due consideration, the spokesperson said. And he again offered his deepest sympathy on the loss of Kieran Keating. A spokesperson for Garda Síochána said the force carried out a thorough investigation into the crash which killed Kieran Keating.
Barry Lenehan, thank you for that.